Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day from 1978, Proven All Night by Bruce Springsteen, our farewell to Rutgers, New Jersey, as they head back to the shore over there. That's song of the day again, Bruce Springsteen, Proven All Night, 1978. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I mean, Jake, like, talk about a major surprise. You came with Prove It All Night. What was that off of? What album was that off of? Somebody help me.
Was it Nebraska or
no?
No. I was just asking. Come on. It's one of his most famous albums.
Nebraska was acoustic.
I didn't know that.
It didn't have any.
It's not fair to guess that. An album of his, though.
Maybe not acoustic, but it didn't have any electronics. Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Okay, well, that song was for the sad Rutgers fans who were sad to lose the football
game. That was on the album Darkness on the Edge of Town. That's when Boss was, I just thought he was in a freaky zone at that point of his career. Like, Darkness on the Edge of Town was a strangely good cassette. And that might have been the best song on there. Is a credible song. You cut into the part where he...
Oh, I cut in.
A little bit.
What a surprise. No, I cut into the song at the wrong spot.
When he says that, if dreams came true, wouldn't that be nice?
Nice, right?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Well, the Boss is an incredible lyricist. I mean, you just surprised the hell out of me with that. So the grade's going to be super high. I'm kind of off the Boss at this point in my life, but I was heavy into the Boss at that point in my life. That's a 9.675. Song's incredible.
Trying to watch Bill's face during that. It didn't seem like he's going to give it a 9 plus.
No, Bill, I don't think this is Bill's territory.
It didn't seem like you liked that song very much.
Well, it was hard, Jake. You had me muted.
Okay.
So I did not hear anything.
I can't.
I'm sorry, Bill.
To mute the stream. That's the problem.
Did you hear any of it?
Yes. No. I got the last four notes.
I asked Swim about that. If Bill could hear that.
I believe a hint of Clarence Clemons.
You did. You did hear Clarence. You heard
Clarence. How do we do
that?
That
was it. So Jake's wondering why I had no response on the stream and because I was blocked. And so
I thought you might go like this. Can't hear. Didn't see the sign, though.
This is amazing. Yeah. This is amazing. Okay, we got to get this rectified for tomorrow.
Yeah, 7-2.
Okay.
7-2.
Okay.
I know 7-2. The song. Okay. Like the song, don't love the song, but I'm with Sip. I was very into the Boss at this time.
Parallel lives.
Yes.
Parallel lives. You were in Pender at the time.
In Pender, yes.
Do you want to guess?
The Boss was incredible. 7-2. Okay, solid. Well,
you got to guess Young Ben's score. I know you couldn't see him, Bill. That's the best part. You got to guess what would he
give. I'm
going to
say 4-8 for Ben.
Ooh, okay. All right, just do that. Go that way.
8.4. 8.4 for Young Ben. Whoa.
Wow.
Springsteen. He's a journalist, after all. Journalists love Bruce Springsteen. They do.
Yeah, sports writers.
Sports writers love Bruce.
Bill, I got to tell you, Bill, that shot, I would have guessed about the similar thing for Ben. Wow.
8-4 for Young Ben.
Yeah, Ben's taking us back here. Nice job, Ben.
Way to go, Young Ben. It is time, without further ado.
Yeah, come on,
you will hear this, Bill. I promise you'll hear this part. Here's Bill's Thrills on a Monday Football Facts. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. And we know that Mondays are reserved for football facts, and that's where Bill Bush informs us what is on his mind from this weekend. So, Bill, football facts, the floor is yours here on this glorious Monday.
Former assistant football coach is Jake Notes in the
open.
Former longtime assistant coach.
Former longtime assistant. Never elevated. Had a chance maybe to move up. It just didn't work out for him.
He could still, though.
Longtime coordinator.
The more we're around him, the more I think he'd be a great head coach.
I don't see that experience.
Look into that. Bill Bush coaching experience. Is coming up here soon.
Yes.
This it might be a 30 for 30 story. It really might. Just the one game. Okay. One game, Alabama losing to Vandy. It could easily be a 30 for 30 story. It was remarkable. Think of what happened during 1 week from the incredible game versus Georgia at Alabama. Everyone is like, Saban's gone. We're fine. Not an issue. No problems. Saban says on live TV a few weeks ago, the only place in the SEC that you don't have to worry about playing at is at Vandy. Said it on the Pat McAfee show. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt was 0-60 versus top five teams. Mm-hmm. 0-60 in the career in their deal. And they come in and Vandy wins. And this is the part that jumped, that's several things that jumped out to me. One, they won the game in an active construction zone. The stadium's under construction.
Wow.
There was like, there's cranes everywhere. There's the end zones, there's no one in them. And the crowd was 80% Alabama. I was here the year that LSU won the national championship that I was a part of. Uh-huh. We played at Vanderbilt and we had 80% of the people there. And LSU drank them out of beer during the second quarter. All the beer was gone.
Is that right?
Yeah. They announced beer's gone. And then start of the third quarter, they announced that beer was back. They had to have beer trucks brought in.
Oh, my God.
And that's what it looked like there for the Alabama fans. That's it beautiful. Was just packed. So once again, who shows up in this? What guy stands out? Who's a big part of this? Jerry Kill. Jerry Kill went from New Mexico State head coach, former Minnesota head coach, Northern Illinois head coach. He goes from there. He goes to be an associate head coach and coaches on the field for Vanderbilt, leaves New Mexico State. And who's he bring with him? The quarterback, Pavia. Diego is a zero star out of high school. And then he went to New Mexico Military Institute for junior college. Like that. It's a military junior college, not what you want to do. Mm-hmm. They march at 6 a.m. The reason I know all these things is because I made numerous trips to Roswell, mm-hmm. to New Mexico Military. That's where Zach Bowman played.
Yeah, Bowman played there. That's right.
Good cornerback.
Zach Bowman played at New Mexico Military.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
He goes to New Mexico military, then he goes to New Mexico State, leads him to a bowl game last year, and just remember who he's beat now. He has beat Auburn, and he's beat Alabama, because last year in New Mexico State, New Mexico State went into Auburn and beat him. And the next week, they had a 4th-and-30 against Alabama, Auburn did, to tell you what kind of team that they upset.
Right.
This game had so many layers. It was unbelievable. On third down, Vandy was 12 for 18. 12 for 18 on third down.
Against Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Against Alabama.
They had 42 minutes of time of possession. 42 minutes of time of possession. And so the defense just got just destroyed by Vanderbilt. I mean, it was, they scored 40 points.
Man.
They scored 40 points. And some of the plays that were made, I believe the last drive was somewhere in the 5 minutes. I don't know what it was, 4.5, 5 minutes. They kept the ball the entirety. It was absolutely one of the most remarkable upsets in the – I don't know if there's one bigger. I really don't. They're number one in the country. They just won one of the biggest games they've ever had. Everyone says Milroe is number one for the Heisman after that game was over.
Not now.
They go into Vanderbilt in a in a full-on construction site and lose the game to Vandy, who is 2-2, has lost to Georgia State. And
hey,
so
they piped that Saban quote over the loudspeakers.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they did. The Saban quote where they said it. What do you say, Bill? Every game's tough in the SEC except when you go to Vandy.
Every play, it's tough to play every play, whatever. You nailed it. Every place in the SEC except for Vanderbilt.
And they piped that over the loudspeaker. So DeBoer, I mean, I'm talking tongue-in-cheek here, Bill, but DeBoer would say maybe thank you, coach, but just keep that stuff to yourself in the future, please. You know,
it was I can't even imagine – what is going on, the flight home, everything about it. I mean, it was, and then if you Google it and watch it, the end of the game with Malachi Moore got really ugly.
Yes, it did. 13 for Alabama, number 13.
What happened?
He was very upset, well, obviously with the loss, but it was when he made a tackle at the end of the game, I'm shocked that he wasn't ejected because he had that Vanderbilt player down and basically hit him in the helmet and no one saw it. It's, I mean, everyone else in the fan saw it.
Bill.
Nothing.
Then they spotted the ball and he kicked it.
He kicked it.
13 kicked the spotted ball.
Yes. The ball was, the clock was running. The game's going to run out. And he walked up and kicked the ball back 15 yards because no one could figure out why the clock stopped. No one could figure out. Because we're watching the game. I'm like, why is the clock stopped? And the guy walks over to the Vanderbilt coach. He's already hugging people and stuff on the sidelines. And all of a sudden, like, well, this is what happened. Also, the part that was difficult to watch, and it'll be hard to the thing you look at. I think it was after he already kicked the ball, or maybe it was before that. Alabama tried to take him out of the game.
Okay,
and he waved the player off, like, I'm not leaving the field. And then an assistant coach for Alabama came on the field and said, "You're off the field. We have a substitute. Come to the sidelines." And he said, "No, I'm not doing it."
See, that's the problem.
So, good.
Bill,
yeah,
you're the head coach in that situation. What are you doing? I mean, what do you say?
It's a very, very tough situation. You don't want to react too hard. It's a complete emotional moment. And so you don't want to lose it. Also, you want to just, the clock's going to run out. You want to get out of there without a scene.
Right.
You don't want to, you don't want to have a confrontation with the coach on the sideline.
No, you're right.
That's just something you don't want to have happen at the time. But it was, will it be the biggest story? No, it'll move on. It's an emotional time and with those things. But if you look it up, it's not like I'm not reporting some breaking news. It's all over social media, the things that happened at the end of the game with that. But and you don't want that to take away what a remarkable game it is. And still, then you look at it, it's going to be a fight because they lost to Georgia State. It will be a full-on fight for Vandy to get to a bowl game. It'll be hard. They've got one one win on there that they think you can write up, and that's Ball State. That's the one.
Well, they had the loss to Georgia State, which hurt them a lot, Vanderbilt.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was unfortunate.
Have you covered, though, Bill, Alabama? They're not out of anything. I mean, they're still.
No, absolutely not.
Go ahead, Billy.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. That was what?
That was a big hit to the SEC and Sankey. That's a big, that's a loss you don't want. People, they can say, well, this is awesome for the parity of the league.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not what the top brass wants.
No.
They don't want that. They don't want that. And when like next week in Oregon mm-hmm. plays Ohio State,
right?
That's two top five teams. That's two top five. That's different. That's different than a team than losing. Because that right away, that now puts Alabama, they're now on call for the playoffs.
Yeah, they got to win out, right? Probably.
One loss more could be, but that loss will hurt because it's going to be hard. I mean, the Vanderbilt scene, it will be I won't really report from it, but I'm going to get off the air here in a little bit, and I'm heading over to Vanderbilt to see Jerry Kill and some buddies on that staff. They have a little bit of break this morning, mm-hmm. and so I'm gonna nice. Uber over to the football facility at Vanderbilt. Yeah, I'm going to Uber over to see those guys, and I get a chance to check in with Jerry and those guys. They have a little break from 9 to 10, and so I'm going to get a chance to talk to those guys. But again, like I said, like they got Kentucky, who just beat Georgia. That's their next game, and so it'll be really hard for them, like I said, because it's just that every game you play. It used to be, well, how many times say it on our show? There's only one team of these Power Fours. You go, okay, who's the team that's downtrodden in the SEC? There's always one.
Yeah,
it was Vanderbilt,
mm-hmm.
and they just beat the number one team in the country.
I thought I watched Vandy against Virginia Tech, Bill, and I got to tell you, I didn't think they were that bad.
First game of the season.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And they won.
Yeah.
Georgia State's the one that no one can figure out.
Right.
Where'd that
come
from?
That's the one that nobody can figure out. Missouri's, they took Missouri to double overtime at Missouri.
Right. Missed a field goal in overtime.
So obviously they're a good team.
Yeah, they're not bad.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two, back to Nebraska Rutgers. We've reached the bye week at 5-1. What's next for Nebraska?
Are you going to have coffee with Jerry Kill?
I am. I'm going right now. I'm heading over to Vanderbilt.
Coffee
right
talk
now.
With Jerry?
Coffee talk with Jerry Kill at the Vanderbilt complex for a little bit of time.
Thanks for jumping on with us, Bill. God bless you.
Long time on that.
God
nice.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rick Heyman chimed in, too. I appreciate Rick.
We appreciate you for doing this. This was good. Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely. You guys have a good day.
God bless you, Bill.
See ya. Bill, hour two next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.